Must be something underneath. Take two. I'm still trying to figure out what makes you.
Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, the average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency. I'm going to use that one as my new phrase or logo slash, you need a phrase, right? Everybody needs a phrase with their logo. Crypto 101. This is what I do, right? Like, I think everybody has, every company has, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. You know, Nike, just do it. Everybody knows that one. I'm loving it. The average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency doesn't really roll off the tongue. I wish I could turn it into like an acronym, but maybe I'll try. Your average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency. Anyway, average consumers and non-average consumers, and nobody here is average. Everybody here is special. Thank you very much for listening. I really have been appreciating having fun making the episodes. And again, you can find me at SoundCloud, Crypto101, Twitter, Crypto_101, Facebook and Tumblr as well, Crypto101. I don't do much with my Facebook and Tumblr. If we get a little more momentum with the podcast, I will get somebody to help me with that. But for now, I'm going to try to do it all myself. I hope that some of these episodes are helping people, especially with the Neon wallet and, you know, the Ethereum wallet and things like that. So this week, I am just going to rant a little bit about, I have a couple of topics. Every week I record different topics and I go, you know, I'm talking about this week. And this week, again, Neo is on the top of my list. I am just impressed by Neo and what they're doing. And I'm impressed in different ways. I think they have finally somebody's doing a cryptocurrency in a professional manner that's approachable, understandable, and marketable. And for average consumers, it's bringing what I've been saying for the past couple weeks, you know, this faith and confidence to this market that is, you know, clouded with sketch. And all markets that start out are sketchy. You know, the first, when a new market opens, there's so much to work out. I mean, even when you were talking about home movies, you know, you had all these different VHS and Beta and Betamax, I think it was, and big cassettes and small cassettes and laser discs and CDs and mini discs and all kinds of shit just to watch a movie. And I think they're even proprietary from like Panasonic and Sony had their own different things. It was like VHS was Panasonic's and Sony's was Beta, or I don't really remember, and I didn't do any research. I didn't care to. You guys know what I'm talking about. when it was so turbulent, at home movie, it was a mess, and you knew it was going to be a mess. And you knew if you bought the Panasonic Betamax cassettes, actually you might not have known, that they could just phase out and nobody will carry the freaking Betamax after 2 years. And then, you know, and then you had the little mini ones, cassettes, and nobody was going to carry those, which I don't know why those didn't win in the VHS one. And I feel cryptocurrency is the same way. You're going to see lots of people fall off. Just lots of people fall off in these different product categories. And I see that cryptocurrency is getting divided into different product categories. You're having the industry niche market product category. You're having the consumer market product category. You're having the security category. I mean, within these categories, you're having these little subcategories and niches. And you're having like Happy Coin. I don't even know what the hell Happy Coin does. Yeah, Happy Coin's been all over Twitter. Well, I follow Happy Coin, so of course it's been all over my Twitter. But it's been all over Twitter talking about having these guys on pieces of like A4 lined college ruled paper writing Happy Coin shit on it, and they're like street vendors with, I use Happy Coin or something. I have no clue what they're doing. Is it for street vending transactions? Whatever, Happy Coin's up, and they just went on YoBit today, YoBit.net. And I almost bought some. If they had a Mac wallet, I would have, but I'm not keeping no Happy Coin in some 2-bit exchange. Well, it's not 2-bit. It's actually, YoBit is number 26 on daily volume. But the only other one that offers Happy Coin is coinexchange.io, and that one's like number, I didn't even see it ranked in the top 100 actually in volume. I have no clue, and I'm not keeping my coins there. I'm not putting money into Happy Coin. So Happy Coin, please get yourself a Mac wallet, just a Mac Core wallet, and I would have bought today. Besides that, I think that there's these market segments that are just being fought after, you know, very hard. You know, just people are going at it in these different market segments, and we're going to see these Betamaxes and these VHSs fall off, and, you know, we're going to find the king, and who's going to reign supreme in this product segment, in this segment of the market. And if it's for spending for your beer and your bread, you know, we're going to see one coin rule them all. And it's coming soon. And if we see in banking, maybe it's just going to be Ripple. But there's other ones trying to get out there in banking as well. And we have 10x coming up like cray these past couple of days. And they're trying to, you know, work, which 10x, I don't understand what the, okay, I'm going to, before anybody says, I don't want to be hypocritical. I did buy some 10x. That shit was coming up and I bought some 10x. But it seems as though that's exactly not how we want it to go. It's like we want to use our ETH, okay? So we buy a Visa card to use ETH. Why don't you just use your dollars? Why would you buy ETH with your dollars and then put it on your Visa card? Like, we don't want to have this trust system. We don't need the trust system. Or is 10x doing something else that we don't know about? And why is it Visa? So now we're having the trust system. So now we have 10x using a digital, using blockchain to transfer blockchain through Visa. So now we just added another mouth to feed. I don't know how 10x works. And I guess I should, since I bought some, but I saw that it was just kind of like bullying, and I was like, to be perfectly honest, I had a couple Bitcoin that was not invested, and I do this all the time. I have my long-term holds, and then I have, you know, like maybe $100 on the side. And I just go, you know what? This one's bullin'. Everybody's talking about it. Let's just put it in there, see where it goes. Okay, you know what? Hey, it went up a little bit. I'll pull it out and just wait for the next one, or just leave it in. You know, maybe I'll just leave it in. I just bought it a little bit ago, and of course it went straight down. It took forever for my Bitcoin to get past the confirmations today. Anyway, annoyed about that. But where was I going with this? With this new market, it's going to be really turbulent. And just like the VHS example I said a little bit ago, you're going to see people fall off. We are in that right now. We are in the people, in the midst of the battle for superiority of blockchain and cryptocurrency and brands and who's going to nestle in which market? Who's going to control smart contracts? Or is there going to be multiple people? Is that going to be a thing? I mean, I assume that one person eventually, or one company, will be the company for smart contracts. It's going to be Neo or Ethereum or another company that's based off of an Ethereum-based brand. Or I don't know. And we don't, of course, I don't know. But with Neo, going back to my original thought that was already 10 minutes ago, and you might have to rewind to figure out what I was talking about before, because I actually did, because I forgot. And then I edited it together. Is that I'm very happy to see what Neo is doing when it comes to building the confidence. You have the CEO out there, face, done. He's on Twitter. He's on YouTube. He's flying around. He's telling you where he's going. He's telling you what he's doing. And you're like, this isn't secret deals. You know, if you're an investor, we are all investors. I have invested in Neo. You might have invested in Neo. And you want to know why the CEO is flying to Japan. And what's going on? No, actually, you don't care why he's flying to Japan and what he's actually doing. But you want to know that he's working for the company. I am going to Japan to work on some deals. Oh, that's awesome, you know. Or I'm doing this, and this is gonna happen. We're gonna have this. We're gonna do a YouTube live of what's happening in Japan, and that's amazing. That's a level of transparency and professionalism that we need in cryptocurrency, and that's what's gonna set Neo apart from all of these other companies. And like I always say, Charlie Lee is a great leader for Litecoin. You have Vitalik from Ethereum, and you have these other, you know, faces in the currency world, but there are not many. And I know some of these currencies are made by, you know, volunteers and you know, it's decentralized and people are adding to the code and, you know, it's off. But you need to have that confidence in this, and you need to build a structure around it. This is how people work. And their marketing is on point with Neo because of this. They're focusing their marketing off of what they're doing. They're not saying, they're not just like, hey, use this and this is the cryptocurrency of the future and it's faster and it's, no, they're like, look at us build this brand. Look at us build this smart economy, as they're calling it. And they're educating people with that as well. If you go to their Neo YouTube, you can see videos and videos about what is going on and how everything's rolling out. And they have this focus that is shaping the customer's perception of their brand. And remember, which I think is very amazing, they're doing it across cultures. And they have now related to the whole world their brand, their idea, their vision, and they're having people from the whole world invest into their idea and their vision. Now, I'm telling you, not many people can do that, and not many brands can do that the way that Neo has just done in the past month. It is quite impressive to see a grassroots company. Okay, I'm not saying grassroots. Let's take that back. To see a company start from the ground and work its way and build itself through these mediums and channels to create this entity and this brand that has now got myself, my brother, my friends, different people that I'm connecting with all over the world, focusing on this market, and they're doing it cross culturally. It's just amazing. And cross cultural and globalization opposed to nationalism. I guess it's globalization and nationalism. This comparison that we're having of how we are looking at the world and how we think that people should interact with each other. And I see that cryptocurrency is crossing those borders. And that's one thing I love about cryptocurrency. And that's one thing I just love about the ideas of, you know, using Litecoin globally. I saw on Reddit the other day, it was like somebody posted, I'm so happy to see this, or something. It was like a sticker on the door of a shop and it said, we accept Bitcoin and Litecoin. And I think it was on Litecoin Markets or something. And I was just like, that's it. It was in like the Czech Republic. And I was like, that's it. That's exactly what I want to see. I want to pick up my cell phone and go to, you know, Portugal or Mexico or Kenya, any of these places, and just scan and use my Litecoin. I don't want to deal with, and you know what? It's not only just about currency and purchasing. I want to be able to use that blockchain technology for my passport, so I don't have to deal with this stupid fucking book, this antiquated technology where you put a stamp in it. Just use blockchain technology. Guys, get with it. Come on. Let's just do it. And we can just wrap this world and get people mobile and using different currencies. But no, of course, the banks don't want it. Of course, the governments don't want it. Anyway, that was a whole roundabout to nowhere. and I almost covered my whole list, except for Vertcoin. Vertcoin's on my list because I don't understand where they're going with their Chinese branding. I think I mentioned that I lived in China for over a decade. I speak Chinese, and I am not Chinese, by the way. I think I mentioned I was born in Cleveland. I'm not an ABC or anything. So therefore, I might have, you know, I'm going to assume Vertcoin, even though they're more of like a collaboration of a lot of people building this coin, because I don't really know who the head guy is, but I think it's more of like a lot of volunteers building Vertcoin. But I'm going to assume they have, you know, some Chinese nationals there. And maybe it is a good idea. But the Chinese name, Liu Bi, I don't understand why it's a green currency or green dollar. And I think actually the translation could be greenback. I think that's what they're trying to go for, is like, you know, the United States, you know, we got greenbacks, and that's what we call them slang-wise, maybe back in the, I don't know. I don't even know when that started. Maybe that's what they're going with, but it doesn't make sense in the Chinese market. So I don't know. Well, okay. Why does it make sense to me? Because green has such a negative perception. If you're watching the stock market in China, red is when everything's bullish. Red is when it's going up. If you see red on the numbers, on the ticker, you're golden. You're like, whoa, shit's going up. Shit's going crazy. And if you see green, now you panic. That's when you panic. And that's opposite of us. We see green, everything's golden. We see red, we're panicking. So, I mean, just right there, it's like, why would you call something green money? Because, I mean, if you're trying to get people in on your branding, like OMG coin, OMG, I saw their name on the exchange, you know, a while ago, and I was just like, and I didn't invest, and I'm pissed off about it. And I was like, man, I bet you just because of that name is probably all kinds of other factors, but I bet you that this coin is going to go crazy. But because some people just look at the name and they go, hey, that's cool. Like Doge. Like how many people put money into Doge because it was fun? It was a fun name. with a dog and everything. And Dogecoin had a rally like crazy. And I think OMG, I bet you they got a little bit of investment just because of that name. And they know it because that's branding. So if you're going to try to get investment from the China market, you know, which is huge, when Asia wakes up, we feel it on the exchanges and we know when they wake up. So based off of branding, and that is so important to attracting people to your coin on these exchanges, why would you go with a name like Lu Bi? That already sounds like the thing's going to go down. It's going to take your money. I could be totally wrong. I am a foreigner to China, and I'm not a native speaker. But okay, I'm gonna give you another example. There's this saying in China called "It's a Dai Lu Maozi," and that's wearing a green hat. And so green, again, in this context, green represents a bad situation, and it means that when your wife is cheating on you, like and people know about it. So every like your wife is cheating on you, but and people know. You're wearing a green hat. So again, green is making a very, very bad kind of, it's symbolically bad. I mean, of course there's green jade, which is really good. I don't know. I never asked about my green socks. I was wearing green socks one day to work. That's my sort of protest to work uniforms is my socks are always colorful. So if I'm wearing my suit, you're gonna have some crazy ass socks on because I don't care. You know, I put on the suit. That's enough. But I was wearing green socks and they're like, you don't want to wear green socks. I'm like, he's like, just don't wear green socks. So I never asked the meaning because I was in a rush at the time. But with all of these green, negative green associations, why would Vertcoin be green coin in Chinese? I just think that's bizarre. And I think that I hope that somebody from Vertcoin listens to this. And either responds or gives me a comment and or reaches out to me directly. Please reach out to me directly, PM me and say, hey, this is what it is. Or Vertcoin, hey, a representative, come on Crypto 101. Tell us the basics, the average consumer's information for Vertcoin. We would love to know it, where the name came from, what's the future of the coin, what's it about, how you feel it's going to be used in the market, and how are you not going to be the Betamax? And I promise you, Vertcoin, if you change your name to Hongbi or Red Coin or Huangbi, Yellow Coin or Jinbi, Gold Coin, without changing anything else, keep your logo, keep your website, change the name, and put a red coin there called Hongbi. I promise you, this is my consulting to you. You will get 40%. Bigger market cap in 1 month coming out of China. And if that happens and you change it, you guys owe me. How about this? We make a bet. Vertcoin, we're making a bet. Change your name to Hongbi if you can. If not, Huangbi. Okay? And then put it on the market. If it goes up 40% in within a month after you change your name and the Chinese market knows about it, let me know. Send me 1,000 vert for compensation. If it doesn't, well, then change your name back. I don't know. Or just leave it. Hongbi. It sounds, I like it better. Hongbi. Lu Bi. Hongbi. Well, I don't know. Anyway, so again, please reach out and let me know if I'm totally wrong with that. Or if there's another meeting that I don't know about. Maybe it does mean greenback. And that's like a super cool thing. Very auspicious, like greenback, American money, economy. Bull, Wall Street, rawr, I don't know. Anyway, that's my rant for today. That's my commentary for this week. But again, thank you everybody for listening. And Crypto 101.
That's it, Brian? Yes.
Bet you're looking for something new. All right, and this week's music is by Black Coast. Song's called Trendsetter. Lucian Mix got this one from Cloud Kid on YouTube. Cloud Kid's and also an amazing channel. LaBelle Music, Mr. Suicide Sheep, Cloud Kid, Chill Nation. Some really, really talented mixes. Check it out.